Today, Macy's reported sales up for the third quarter in a row, and that's fueling expectations that retail is in for a fat season of back-to-school and holiday shopping. Nordstrom, JCPenney, Walmart report their earnings tomorrow, but already the National Retail Federation is predicting a higher-than-anticipated 4.5% growth rate for the entire industry this year. Claire Sebastian is a correspondent for CNN Money. She joins us from New York. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Robin.
So the picture for 2018 looking even better than in 2017 when retail sales grew by 4.2%. What's going on here? Is it just, you know, people just wanting to spend money?
Well, I think the American consumer certainly has the wind in its back thanks to the tax cuts that we've seen from the Trump administration, thanks to, broader consumer sentiment rising. We've got low unemployment, things like that. But I will say we've had an interesting reaction on the markets today from Macy's earnings. That stock is down about 14% right now. It's dragging the rest of the retail sector with it. So I think there's a real question now. This, as you say, is the third quarter that we've seen Macy's beat expectations. It was really starting to look like a turnaround. But what investors are thinking is it happening fast enough? And is this gain that we're seeing in their sales propelled by Macy's own initiatives? Or is it, as I say, the economy and the strong American consumer? Those are the questions that are being asked today.
Yeah, I mean, it's like poor Macy's. They might be saying, what? Our sales are up. But investors somehow got unhappy today. But I don't want to throw you a curve here, but when I go to Macy's, I never see anyone working there. If you can find a salesperson, you tackle them, you know, to get them to help you. And I'm wondering, too, if that's a, you know, maybe one of those things might be a signal to investors, you know, maybe your sales are up, but are you really functioning as a company?
Well, they certainly do say that they are putting a lot of effort into revamping the store experience. They're doing things like buy online, pick up in store. They're certainly broadening the amount of different inventory that they have in the store. That was something that I found interesting on today's call. But they're putting a lot of effort, and I don't know whether this is taking away from the brick and mortar, but they're putting a lot of effort into mobile and into online. They have to keep up with the likes of Amazon. So that is taking up a lot of their focus at the moment. They have things like a new loyalty program, which has delivery benefits, that's costing them a fair bit of money. So a lot of the focus has had to be on that. And I think, you know, while we see these turnarounds, there are, you know, the price of that turnaround is something that we see while we're in this transition period.
So just briefly, so the tax cuts, you know, people might be either feeling them in their pockets or just feeling buoyed by knowing that they're there, even if they don't have that big a tax cut. But could this trade war with China wipe that out?
That is certainly something that we've been looking for. At the moment, in terms of the consumer kind of behavior, we don't see this showing up in the numbers as of yet. But it is still early days, Robin. Don't forget that the bulk of those tariffs between the U.S. and China only came in to force at the beginning of July. If we get more next month, then I think we could really start to see this show up in the numbers. Obviously, we have seen companies, the likes of Coca-Cola and Whirlpool, already say that they're starting to raise prices. But on a broad wholesale basis, so far we're not seeing a major impact on consumer behavior.
Claire Sebastian, correspondent for CNN Money, on the retail world, thinking they are going to really do well this season. We will see. Claire, thank you.
Thank you.